More than $930,000 in federal funding to support people at risk of opioid-related harms in the Sudbury area was announced at a news conference Monday. The announcement was made by Sudbury MP Vivian LaPointe, on behalf of Carolyn Bennett, Federal Minister of Mental Health Addictions. The event was held at the Sudbury Go Give Project office at 280 Larch Street. The money being directed at Go Give's mobile outreach project is a part of the federal substance use and addictions program. LaPointe said the announcement is more than the government merely responding to an important issue. LaPointe said the announcement is crucial in helping to keep people alive and to give essential support to people who are our neighbors, friends and family members. So the toxic drug and overdose crisis continues to exact a heavy toll on every part of the country, including right here in Sudbury, LaPointe told the gathering. Since 2016, more than 34,000 people have died of an overdose in Canada, and over 12,000 of those deaths are from Ontario. These people are not just numbers. They are family members, their friends, their colleagues, and they are our neighbors. The truth of the matter is people who use drugs need support, not judgment. They need community, not isolation, and they need empathy and understanding and not stigma, said LaPointe. She said the funding provided to Go Give of Sudbury is a deliberate effort to help those agencies that can provide direct help to the clients in need. The funding of this program helps support the efforts of outstanding organizations like the Go Give Project. These organizations have deep roots in their communities, the trust of their clients and the first-hand knowledge needed to make a real difference in people's lives when they need it the most and when they are at their most vulnerable, said LaPointe. A news release from LaPointe's office said the funding will help the Go Give mobile outreach program will be able to increase capacity and extend the range and hours of service for its existing mobile outreach service. This includes distributing food, first aid, and harm reduction supplies such as naloxone kits, and inhalation supplies. Evie Alley, the executive director at Go Give, said the organization was grateful for the government support at a time when the substance use situation has become a crisis. The Go Give project started off with 35 sandwiches and one act of kindness. Over the past 3 years, we have grown into so much more. This is all thanks to the hard work and dedication of our volunteers, said Alley. Our team has successfully transformed the availability and access of harm reduction and addiction supports throughout the nighttime here in Sudbury. We are proudly providing services to hundreds of local community members, said Alley. She added that the local mobile outreach program operates 7 nights a week from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. to offer harm reduction, naloxone, first aid, nutrition and more to clients in need on the street. During the days, Alley said Go Give provides community support and referrals to local resources and healthcare agencies. Alley did not provide anything specific but said she looks forward to be able to expand the services Go Give provides to its clients. Len Gillis is a reporter at Sudbury.com.